Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 32, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing real good. It's really crappy weather, cold weather here in Chicago this week, so it's been not so too exciting the last couple of days, but that's why we're here to talk some fun racing. I want to make sure that everybody goes out and visits our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find links to all kinds of ways you can listen to us, including a new and exciting announcement. You now can listen to us on Spotify. Spotify is the link on the far right. You click that, it'll open right into your Spotify app, and you'll be able to listen to us there, which I'm pretty excited about. As well as you can use Apple Podcasts, subscribe via iTunes. You can listen to us on your favorite podcatcher, Google Music. We got all kinds of ways of being able to listen to us now, as well as Stitcher. And I'm pretty excited to say that more people are listening. Over 4,000 downloads. Thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. And it seems like everybody's really enjoying it, as well as we're getting a lot more Twitter followers. And I didn't forget to mention that, too, is make sure you follow us on Twitter. That the handle is Off the Charts HR, and you'll be able to follow us, and Steve might have some late changes or maybe other picks he finds. So this week we'll talk, again, as always, about what happened last week during some of the races, and you have a horse in a segment identifying your Derby horse. The Derby's about 3 weeks away now. Lots of excitement coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Then we'll have six graded stakes races you've handicapped this week, including a Derby prep, the Arkansas Derby from Oak Lawn, and you have some races out of Keeneland as well. So why don't you dig in and give us a review of last week?
Yeah, Dave. So we handicapped three Derby prep races last Saturday, and our results were we had a top pick winner, and we had top two pick winners for a 58% return on investment. So had you bet our top two picks to win in all three races, you would have come out with a 58% profit. So still doing well, still providing winners for the listeners, identifying horses that are going to be competitive, and by the fact that we're still running at a positive ROI, we're giving out horses and not necessarily the favorites. So still doing well. Did well last week, Dave. We've handicapped 177 stakes races now over the course of these 31 podcasts. We've had 79 top two pick winners, and we've now upped our winning percentage with those top two picks to 45%. So 45% of the time, almost half the time, the winner of these very difficult stakes races, the handicap, is found in our top two picks.
Yep. No, well, great record. You just keep cranking along here. So that's pretty exciting. So let's move on to Horse Nuggets. And as I said, the Derby is a couple weeks away here, and one of the biggest races of the year, 20 horse field, usually the case, so pretty hard to handicap it. So you are going to talk about identifying your Derby horse. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I thought I would, in this Horse Nugget segment, Dave, just as we're 3 weeks out from the Derby, start to talk about how the listeners, the handicappers on this podcast, can start to identify their Derby horse. I have actually now started to identify my Derby horse. After watching the prep races, most of them live, and now going back and watching the replays, I've now started to focus in on a horse. And, it's totally acceptable for one to start to focus on a couple horses, two, three horses, maybe even a pool of horses, and even in a big pool of horses. But it's that time now when I think you need to start to put some time and energy if you want to pick the Derby winner. You know, it's not just cashing a ticket on Derby Day, but as a lot of the listeners, I'm sure, as they go through, friends, family members, acquaintances, people you work with, have a tendency, if they know that you're a horse player, just to get your opinion on Derby Day. So for me, it's worth the time and energy to put into finding the right selection. And as someone who has spent, a number of years, 20 plus years with me, Dave, on Derby Day, my track record in Derby selections is pretty good. So, For me, identifying your Derby horse is is watching the preps, you know, watching the replays. Focus on a horse. Pick a horse or two that you want to watch and see what their trip was like, what the pace was like of the race, whether they got cooked on a fast pace or they couldn't, or they're a closer and the pace was too slow for them to close into. I am always looking in these replays for a horse with a turn of foot. And what I mean by that is a horse that can race, you know, for a relatively short period of time, extremely fast. And I actually think I've found that horse, Dave. I've watched a lot of the almost all the preps now. And I was impressed with a horse and its last effort. And when I went back to look at it, I was even more impressed. I'm not going to mention who the horse is yet.
Kind of tease it.
But I will. And I got that from watching the replays. Every year I go and I watch the replays of the prep races. And the other thing is that it's time now to start thinking about and looking at what the trainer intentions have been, what the previous techniques of those trainers have been. How do they, especially the successful ones, the Bafferts, the Pletchers, people like that, you know, what do they do to get a horse ready to compete effectively in the Kentucky Derby? Mm-hmm. And it's time now to start looking at those horses and that are underneath their care and to see how the trainer might be building them up to a peak effort in the Kentucky Derby. So I think my message here, Dave, is this is around the time when I start to put some time into identifying my Derby horse or Derby horses, and this is kind of what my process is like. And so now I've kind of got my horse, I think, identified, and now I'm just going to wait and see how things shape up from here until the Derby in terms of workouts and as we get closer to race day, making sure that this is the right selection.
There you go. Yeah, you can't make a final decision now. You gotta sit tight, see what happens in the next couple weeks, and then be ready for that Derby week. All right, great. Let's move on and talk about some of the graded stakes races you've handicapped this week. And I said there's six total. You've got three at Keeneland and three at Oaklawn. Let's start off with the seventh race at Keeneland. This is a mile and an eighth, and it's grade three. It's the 88th running of the Ben Ali. Purse is $200,000, and it's four-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this seventh race at Keeneland on Saturday is the three-horse. The three-horse is Hollywood Handsome, trained by Dallas Stewart, Jose Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. Blinkers on, blinkers for the first time. Certainly increasing buyer speed figure, produced an 84 buyer speed figure off the bench there in February. Increased that to a 96 buyer speed figure the last time out. Looks like the horse kind of hung a little bit the last time, Dave, which is probably the reason that Dallas Stewart is putting blinkers on. You can see that Ortiz was on this horse last time, as I've mentioned many times. A lot, you know, it's often that when these top jockeys get on these horses, they will come back and make a recommendation to the trainer about putting blinkers on or making some kind of equipment change. It's a four-year-old colt, $200,000 buy. Dallas Stewart's 18% in graded stakes races, so I know that he can get a horse ready for this. The horse is third off the layoff, so a lot of things I like here, Dave. The one thing I don't particularly care for is the 3-1 price, but yeah. As I mentioned last week, you know, I'm really about picking winners that, you know, have the right value. I think this horse has a, you know, legitimate shot at winning this race, and I'll take 3-1 right now. So let's make the three horse Dave Hollywood Handsome our top selection in the seventh race at Keeneland. Okay. Our second selection is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Rafting. Rafting is trained by Graham Motion. Fergal Lynch is the jockey. This horse is also 3-1 in the morning line. You know, this horse is a Tampa shipper. I've mentioned that multiple times. This jockey Lynch rides a lot for Motion, especially out east and at Laurel. And he's a 20% rider when he rides for Grand Motion, so pretty good stats there. I did underline that race at Keeneland, not last year, but 2 years ago when this horse did race against Gunrunner and showed a pretty good performance. Obviously, there was something wrong with this horse because this horse has been off, was off the entire year of 2017. But, has raced pretty well on the comeback trail, a 90 buyer speed figure the first time out, and or 87 the first time out, 90 and then 97. So nice progression in the buyer speed figures. And we get a good jockey change to one of Motion's go-to guys, and we get a Tampa shipper. So let's make Rafting Dave the two horse, our second selection in this seventh race.
Okay.
And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Chip Leader. Chip Leader's trained by Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez rides. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. And this horse looks like it just moved into Pletcher's barn after being trained by Lou Russell. This horse does show a lot of early speed, Dave. What we don't know here is how this horse is going to run on the dirt. This horse is, all of this horse's winning performances have been on the turf, but it is Johnny Velasquez on a horse that looks like he could show speed. Kind of unusual for Pletcher, to acquire a six-year-old horse like this. So I'm kind of interested in that. Coming off that synthetic race the last time out at Turfway, I almost didn't include this horse in our picks, Dave. I really don't like horses that don't show a good running style on a particular surface, but it's pretty hard for me to throw out Velasquez right now the way that he's riding, especially on a horse that could possibly show speed. The forecast at Keeneland as well as Oaklawn, Dave, is for rain over the course of tonight and tomorrow. So people should check with us on Twitter in case I decide to make any changes here. But for now, Dave, we are going to make the six horse Chip Leader our third selection, Dave. So at Keeneland seventh race on Saturday, our selections are the 3, 2, and 6.
Okay. Let's move on to the ninth race. We'll skip into the ninth race. This actually you're doing the 9th and 10th. So this would be the first leg of the Daily Double. This is a mile and the 16th. It's a grade three. It's the 37th running of the Stone Street Lexington. Purse is $200,000, and this is 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So in this ninth race at Keeneland, as I handicapped these six races yesterday, this was one of the few races where I was able to find a horse at least at somewhat of a price. It looks like it could be pretty chalky over the course of these graded stakes races. So I'm going to make the six horse Gravitos our top selection. Gravitos is trained by Adam Kitchingman. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line, Dave. So we get this horse a little bit of a layoff, lightly raced out of Malibu Moon. Won its last two starts. Won that last race out of the 12 hole out of 12 horses. So trainer's pretty good coming off a layoff. It's 14% between 61 and 180 days. Nice work out there at Santa Anita before shipping off to Keeneland. That 5 furlongs in a minute. 2 out of 39. So a pretty nice work out there for a lightly raced horse. I think there's probably plenty of upside here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make this horse, Dave. I just got a hunch on this one. I'm going to make this six horse Gravitos our top selection in this ninth race at Keeneland. Okay. My second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Telekinesis. Mark Cassie trains. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse is a $470,000 purchase. Go Zappers, the sire. I've got that sub 12-second eighth of a mile there in the 6-furlong race when he broke his maiden. So, this horse has got a burst of speed. This horse was a beaten favorite last time out. raced on the front end. I like the jockey change from Drew to Castellano. You know, one of the downsides here is that Cassie hasn't gotten off to a real good start here at Keeneland. Has only one win in 17 tries, but certainly this trainer's got the stock. And I like the jockey change to Castellano, another lightly raced horse, Dave. So let's make the two horse Telekinesis our second selection in this ninth race at Keeneland. Okay. And our third and final selection, we're going to go all the way out to the outside post. We're going to pick the 12 horse. The 12 horse is My Boy Jack. Keith DeSormo trains, Kent rides, 5-2 in the morning line. This course closed like a freight train last time, if you remember, in Louisiana Derby. Yep. But this horse, you know, closed both times in a, you know, really fast pace, you know, closed into some really quick, you know, quick fractions. So I don't know that this horse is going to get those kind of fractions this time coming out of the 12 post, which is a really hard post to win out of. Obviously, Kent gets along with the horse, you know, rides well for his brother at 20%. You know, his bangs heads with some real good ones, you know, raced against McKinsey in the Sham, lost to Mendelssohn in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. So, you know, there's definitely some class there. Horse has been racing against some good horses. That race on the Southwest in the Mud was really impressive. You know, ran third to our selection, Noble Indy, the last time out in that Louisiana Derby. But tough post, short price. Want to make sure I put it in our selections, but not going to make it in the top two. So let's make the 12 horse, Dave, My Boy Jack, our third selection in race nine. So to summarize, Dave, in the ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday, our selections are the 6, the 2, and the 12.
Okay, and we move on to the 10th race, which will be the second leg of the Daily Double. This is a mile and a 16th on the turf, and it's a grade one. It's the 30th running of the Coolmore Jenny Wiley, $350,000. It's for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, our selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Sister Charlie. Chad Brown trains. Johnny Velasquez rides. 7-2 in the morning line. If I had to make a best bet out of the 6 races that I handicapped on Saturday, this would probably be the one. This horse is getting Lasix for the first time. This horse has a workout at Keeneland. We get a horse with its second North American start. You know that I like that. We get Johnny V back up on the horse. This horse is a beaten favorite the last time out. Number of bullet workouts here. All signs point to this horse, Dave. So I need to say much more about it. My top selection in this 10th race is going to be the 7 horse, Sister Charlie. My second selection in this race is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Donna Bruja. Ignacio Correas trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse has been off since February, has a number of workouts between Tampa and Keeneland. This is a Tampa shipper. This horse did win. Once Ortiz got on this horse just ran off and won. Yeah. With a buyer speed figure of 103 the last time. Ortiz is back up. Correas is a 21% trainer in graded stakes races. This horse has a phenomenal record on the turf, Dave. 13 starts, 9 wins, 3 seconds. Another good trainer off the layoff. This horse is a 6-year-old mare, though, so we don't know necessarily what we're going to get here. There's no doubt this horse is going to be right there, in my opinion. So let's make the 4 horse Donna Bruja our second selection in this 10th race at Keeneland. Okay. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Cambodia. Tom Proctor trains. Julian LeParoux the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. Tremendous turf record. 12 starts on the turf, 6 wins, 5 thirds. This horse is a closer. So if we get a speed battle, this horse is going to get a great trip on the rail. Shows a sub 12 second eighth of a mile in that race on September 2nd at Del Mar. Is making a jockey change from Van Dyke to LeParoux. But this is the LeParoux kind of horse. I see this horse sucking along on the rail, and if things shuffle out and things open up, this horse will probably get a great trip. And it wouldn't surprise me if this horse came closing real hard at the end of the race. So wanted to make sure that I put this horse in there, Dave. So let's make the one horse, Cambodia, our third selection in this 10th race at Keeneland. So, Dave, to summarize Keeneland's 10th race on Saturday, our selections are the 7, the 4, and the 1.
Okay, let's move on over to Oaklawn Park. You have three races, and this is going to start with the 9th race. It'll be the start of the pick three. This is 6 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's a 45th running of the Count Fleet Handicap. $400,000 is the purse. 3-year-olds on upward. Let's get your picks.
And this is the start of a pick 3. Did you mention that, Dave?
I did. Did you not hear that?
I didn't. I was flipping pages. I was busy looking at my notes. I'm kind of excited about the pick in this race. Yes. So
pick 3.
As I said in the last race, that Sister Charlie's probably my top selection. But this is an interesting race. So in race 9 at Oaklawn on Saturday, Dave, we're going to make our top selection the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Wind Time. McLean Robertson is the trainer. Martin Pedroza is the jockey. 9-2 in the morning line. This race is loaded with speed, and this looks like the horse that could sit right off of it. Look at all those sub 12 second eighth of a miles, Dave. Jeez. Those finishing eighth of a mile, every one of them. So you know this horse can close. This horse was in against a lot of these same horses the last time in that Hot Springs handicap. Just lost, right? Lost by a neck to Whitmore, who's a really nice horse. Right. It's a 4-year-old, so I know that there's some improvement there. Source has got his favorite jockey. We get 9-2 on the morning line. You know, the favorite here is probably going to get bet pretty hard, so we're probably going to get a nice price. This horse, Dave, is 5 for 7 at this distance. And oh, by the way, if it rains, this horse has got a 474 Tomlinson on the wet track and has won 3 out of 4 times it's been on a wet track. So, a lot of good things here to like. So I'm going to make the 3 horse, Dave, Wind Time, our top selection in the 9th race at Oaklawn.
Okay.
Our second selection, and as long as we are playing a pick 3s here, I want to make sure that I include horses that I think will be competitive here. You know, if I'm going to toss a favorite out of this sequence, it's going to be because I really don't think he or she has a chance. But in this case, I am going to have to make Whitmore the 4 horse, our second selection. Ron Moquette is the trainer. Ricardo Santana is the jockey. This horse is 7-5 in the morning line. This horse's record speaks for itself. Did produce a 102 buyer speed figure there off the bench. I think it's possible this horse could bounce off that. One is the favorite, one against, you know, a number of the horses, as I mentioned, that are in this race already. Loves this track. 8 starts at Oaklawn, 5 wins, 2 seconds, and a 3rd. Will probably be bet very heavily. I think we got a chance at beating Whitmore. So, but we want to make sure we put Whitmore in our pick 3 sequence. So let's make sure to put the 4 in there, Dave. So in race 9 here at Oaklawn, I'm going to make the 4 horse Whitmore our second selection.
Okay.
And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse Ivan Fallen of a Lot. And I'm only going to say that one time. I should have made you say that. This horse is trained by Kathleen Howard, who I don't know a whole lot about. She hasn't really trained a whole lot of horses, 9 horses in total this year. Luis Contreras is the jockey. This horse does have speed and has the rail. Likes Oaklawn Park. This horse is an 8-year-old, Dave. 12 starts, 5 wins, 5 seconds, and a 3rd. So in the money, 11 out of 12 times, has produced a 107 buyer speed figure here at Oaklawn, obviously earlier in his career, since it's not listed here in the past performances. But this horse might be the speed of speed. And, you know, if we wind up with a sloppy track, 3 for 3 in the slop, 107 buyer speed figure in the slop. So we need to make sure we put the 1 in here, Dave. So In the ninth race here at Oak Lawn on Saturday, our selections are the 3, the 4, and the 1.
Okay, let's move on to the second leg of the pick 3.
Very good, Dave.
It is the 10th race, and it's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade 2. It's a 72nd running of the Oak Lawn Handicap, and that's $750,000 with 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is the 10. The 10's Accelerate. Sadler Trains, Victor Espinosa is the jockey. This horse is 9-5 in the morning line. I tried to figure out ways to beat this horse, but this horse has been racing against some of the top horses in the country. Was in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile at Del Mar. Has raced well against Collected and Arrogate. I think this is a really, really nice horse, Dave. And here's the problem. Those triple digit buyer speed figures that I've underlined here, any one of those will win this race. So this horse has got what, 7 triple digit buyer speed figures that I've identified here, and any one of those speed figures will win this race. So though I tried to figure out how to beat Accelerate here, I don't think we can. So let's make the 10 horse Accelerate our top selection.
Yep.
And really we just have to look to the outside of this horse for our second selection. Our second selection is going to be the 11 horse City of Light. Michael McCarthy trains Drayton Van Dyke's the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. So the second favorite in the morning line. This horse is, was bought for $710,000. Second off a layoff, has a bullet workout at Santa Anita, coming off that victory at Santa Anita in the Grade One Triple Bend, where this horse went off at even money. So there's a lot of upside here. Lightly raced 4-year-old. Did produce a 106 buyer speed figure. The last time out, I would be concerned about the bounce, except that we see a bullet, workout right after that race. So we know this horse didn't use it all, in that 106, effort from a buyer speed figure standpoint. So unfortunately, Dave, this looks a little chalky, but we're going to make the 11 horse City of Light our second selection. And then we're going to try to find a way to see if we can get a long shot, maybe to produce, maybe win the race. So let's make the 2-horse, Dave, Looking at Lee, our third selection. Looking at Lee's trained by Steve Asmussen. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse is 20-1 in the morning line. If you remember, this horse ran second to Always Dreaming in the Kentucky Derby. This horse is third off a layoff. Asmussen's 20%. At Oak Lawn, gets a nice positive rider change. You know, Saez is already at 22% out there. He's ridden 9 times in the Oak Lawn meet, so he comes out there, rides the good stakes horses. He might be a good fit for this horse. I know this horse is going to close, Dave, and it's going to get a good inside post position. And if the two favorites, battle, or someone else decides to try to race with these things, Looking at Lee's the kind of horse that could probably pick up the pieces here. Though from a buyer speed figure standpoint, seems pretty short to our top 2 selections. But let's put this 20-1 shot, Dave, Looking at Lee in our selection. So in this 10th race at Oak Lawn, Dave, our selections are the 10, the 11, and the 2.
All right, and then let's wrap it up with the third leg of the pick 3, the big race of the day. This is the 11th race at Oak Lawn Park. It's a mile and an eighth. This is a grade 1. It's the 82nd running of the Arkansas Derby, which is a derby prep. And it's a $1 million purse with 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 5. The 5 is Solomini. Bob Baffert trains. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. 2-1 in the morning line. So this horse will most likely go off as the second choice in the wagering. We get Baffert second off a layoff. We got a number of bullet works. I think it's time for Solomini to win now. Yeah. Had that race off the bench, went off as the favorite, lost to Magnum Moon, who's going to wind up going off as the post time favorite in this race. This horse has been against Bolt de Oro, has raced against Good Magic and ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I really think this, you know, I think if Bob's going to have this horse in the Derby, that this is the race that he knows he's got to really have this horse perform. And I think this horse will. So I am definitely going to try to beat the favorite in here with the 5 Solo Mini as our top selection in race 11. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Tenfold. Tenfold's trained by Stevie Asmussen. We get Victor Espinoza as the jockey. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. This horse got speed.
Yeah.
And it gets Espinoza. And it would not surprise me one bit based on the lack of speed that I see in this race. If Victor doesn't gun and try to get this, it would be a typical Victor Espinoza move to put this horse on the engine and see how far this horse can go. This horse has done nothing wrong, 2 for 2 in its short lifetime. And again, Dave, you know, I think the favorite here in this race is Vulnerable. So I'm going to make the 3 horse Tenfold our second selection, and we are going to make our third selection the 6 horse Magnum Moon, who is trained by Todd Pletcher. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line, 3 for 3. Going to be in the Derby. Got to wonder how hard Pletcher is going to want to go. I see Pletcher wanting to just give this horse a good race. If it's there to be taken, I'm sure that Magnum Moon will try to win the race and try to keep the momentum going into the Derby. But there's no reason for Pletcher to have this horse go all out with the Derby just 3 weeks away. So, I want to make sure I put the horse in, especially if our listeners are going to play pick threes, because this horse is a nice horse, but I'm just not so sure that this is the spot where Pletcher really is that concerned whether this horse wins or not. So, but I am going to make it our third selection, Dave. So in Oaklawn's race 11 on Saturday, Dave, our selections are the 5, the 3, and the 6. Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. Oaklawn race 11, our selections are the 5, the 3, and the 6.
Okay, great. Let's wrap this up. Again, make sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. At the very top of that page, you got all the links how to listen to us. Everybody's been listening. We're really excited. Spotify, podcast through Apple Podcasts, RSS feed, all the places you can listen to are all at that very top of that page. Also, make sure you're following us on Twitter, offthechartshr. We've got a lot of followers already, and then more and more are following us. We want you to follow us so you can get any late changes. Like Steve mentioned, the weather might be a little bit of a factor. He might have some changes, maybe some other picks he might put on there, but make sure you're following us. It's real important. And if you want to send us an email, you can. We have an email, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, do you have any closing comments before we wrap this up?
Yeah, Dave, I just wanted to mention that that is a pick 3 and yes, that I gave out at Oaklawn. And if you just played 3 by 3 by 3 for $1, that pick 3 sequence would cost you $27. So you could play all 3 of our picks and all 3 races. And if any sequence comes in, one of the horses that wins is identified in all 3 races, you will have the pick 3. So I know that I'm going to give it a shot. I'm sure you are.
I am too. All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.